Jesus makes it perfectly clear that we need to rely on God to provide us with our daily bread. And when he was being tempted of the devil, he said that man should not live on bread alone, but from every word that comes from the mouth of God. Beyond our physical needs, such as food and water, we also need spiritual nourishment that can only come from God. One of the ways that God provides fulfillment for us is through his word. Hello again, and welcome to another edition of 5 Minutes. It's the show where we give uplifting and inspirational information to help you through those hard times. Today, it's a special edition of what we normally do. Today, we have a special guest who I sat down just to discuss how his walk with God is going and how he gets his daily nourishment. So we hope that you enjoy the show. Whatever it is that we go through, we always want to give God thanks.
Right.
I call it, you know, us receiving our daily bread from God.
Right.
So first off, before we go into that, tell us a little bit about yourself and then what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a letter carrier for the United States Postal Service. I'm an avid study of God's word and just try to live it out in my daily life. I'm a father of 2 girls and I'm a brother with 4 other brothers. So just a man of God that they're trying to live in this world right now.
So I bet you on that job, when you're going through your job on a daily basis, that you probably meet some pretty interesting people throughout your day, huh?
Very much so.
Tell me a little bit about that. Let us know a little bit about that. Some of the people you come across, you know, on a day-to-day basis.
Well, most of my customers, like, more or less elderly people. A lot of them most like retired. Some are still working. So when I do greet them, or if I had a time, I would greet them and just ask them different things about what's going on and see what, you know, we can find a common ground to talk about. But a lot of time I just leave it open to whatever they want to say, because a lot of time, once they're at that age, a lot of the children don't come around to speak to them, or so I take that time to speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because God, you know, word just say, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Okay.
So that extends to, you know, everybody, not just my neighbor that live next door to me.
Let's switch gears a little bit and then talk some about your spiritual journey with God. And how did this come about, and then how has it impacted your life?
Now, it started when I was a young boy, but the most impact or the greatest revelation came when I was working at the Department of Transportation over in Forest Park, Georgia. And I had this co-worker, me and her were friends. And one day I just came, there was so much going on during this period of time that I laid my head on the counter and I was going to sleep, and she already knew all the things that were going on because I had told her about it.
Mm-hmm.
So she leaned over and she just started praying over me. And just the way that words of God sounded going through my ear was something different that I never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
So I would listen to it and I was like, what is this? So she just kept praying. I said, God, I want to hear more of this here.
Uh-huh.
And it was a prayer. So I listened to the whole prayer just going through my ear, just such a melody going through my ears. And,
mm-hmm.
and once she finished praying, and I was saying in my spirit, God, I want to hear more of this here.
All right.
My brother had a girlfriend that me and her were somewhat cool. So I think the very next week, she asked me to come to a church, and it just started from there. And it just kept going on from there on until even to now, and it continued to grow.
Right. So what helps you stay strong in your faith?
The knowledge and understanding that God is real. By just looking around at his creation, you know, a lot of people have doubts saying that, you know, this just old fable tales or, you know, old folk tales or whatever, how they want to pronounce it. But looking around and all the things that I question, man can't do these things. So there's only one solution to me, that God is real. Just like even looking up at the sun, you know, if man created that, we would have to get up there and change the batteries sometime sooner or later.
Yeah, yeah.
But that sun been standing, you know, I'm 53 years old, and it's still been standing the whole time that I noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard anybody going out there trying to change it. So man don't have all the answers. And that's why I lean to that God got all the answers. And that's what I see, that he's real in that, you know, in that fix of thought.
That's what keeps you going on a day-to-day basis, right? And that was part one of a series of two of giving thanks unto God our daily bread. We hope that you would stay tuned for the next episode. God bless you and have a great day. 5 minutes.